This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
The coronavirus has infected 17,000 people and killed more than 350 in China, where it originated. But in Illinois, there have been only two reported cases, and those patients are quarantined. Still, many Chicagoans appear to be worried, and this translated into low turnout at the annual Southside Lunar New Year Parade. WBEZ's Monica Eng was there.
Before the parade started, Mayor Lori Lightfoot tried to calm fears over the coronavirus.
As we continue to closely monitor the two confirmed cases in Illinois, I would like to remind residents that the chances of contracting coronavirus remain very low.
Still, by the look of the crowds, by the time the parade started, it didn't seem like a lot of folks shared her confidence.
It's sad to say this is the thinnest crowd we've ever had in Chinatown that I've ever seen, even on very, very cold days.
That's Chinatown resident Carrie Choi. And like a lot of people, she assumed the sparse crowds were because of fears over the coronavirus.
And that's a shame because the couple that is ill is out in the suburbs. So, yeah, it's too bad. People should have come down to enjoy it. It's a beautiful day.
A beautiful day with colorful lion dancers, big red floats, and the warmest weather Choi's ever seen for the parade. Still, organizers estimated crowds were down by at least 2,000 people. And about a dozen attendees, some even on floats, were wearing medical masks. But one Chinatown business owner who only wanted to be known as Jin said it could have been worse.
Considering the situation, this is actually a great turnout. And I don't know why people are actually afraid, because the flu virus kills more people than what it is now. And the density here in Chicago compared to other places like in China, we're not all that close.
Indeed, the usual tight bunches of parade watchers were able to spread out this year. Christian Martinez of Logan Square got there shortly before the parade started with his family.
I was expecting a lot more people here, but it works out for us. We got a good spot now.
Plus, for many who did show up, there was a strong feeling of solidarity with one another. Kanai Class was there with a group of other girls adopted from China, and I asked why it was important for her to come out this year.
Because unity, and we have to take care of each other and not be afraid of each other and support each other.
I asked Alan McSenger of Hyde Park if he had any concerns about bringing his two toddlers to the parade.
No, because it's in China, not here. So, I mean, we weren't too concerned, but we wanted to, like, come out and support and be a part of this, so yeah.
And Devontae Cosby of Englewood said he didn't feel any hesitation about coming out to the parade.
Because, like, a lot of the fear about the coronavirus is based on ignorance and, like, racism. It's just an excuse to be racist, so that's all I see. So I really came just to somehow support more so that, like, we are still all human, we all still deserve respect.
But for some folks, like Pilsen's Daniel Carbajal.
Nickname Chicken Wing.
The parade was just about celebrating the city's diversity and having a great time.
Everybody's here to have a good day, and the weather's beautiful, so it's going to be a beautiful Asian parade. Chinatown New Year.
And indeed it was. Monica Eng, WBEZ News.